America has lost one of its most original masters of song. Malcolm John Rubinek, better known as Dr. John, died yesterday of a heart attack at the age of 77. He was a giant of the New Orleans rhythm and blues era of the 50s and 60s, and he created a persona that endeared him to rock and roll fans around the world. Dr. John won 6 Grammys. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2011. NPR's own John Burnett was one of his big fans, and he brings us this remembrance.
Mac Rubinek was in the right place at the right time. He grew up hearing Mardi Gras Indians chanting in the back streets of New Orleans. He listened to blues records sold in his father's appliance store. He learned his craft from the progenitors of New Orleans rhythm and blues, Professor Longhair, Dave Bartholomew, and Huey Piano Smith, and it all found an outlet in Rubinek's bountiful musical mind.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
Mac Rubinek was also one of the great raconteurs of American music. Here he is from a 2000 NPR interview remembering the characters on the streets of New Orleans.
Guys like Marblehead, Pinhead, Manduck the Geek. There was just a lot of characters. And the one I used to love, they called him Good Lord the Lifter, Pickpocket. You gotta love guys. That was their names, you know?
Rubinek was a character, too, walking on the dark side as a heroin addict, a drug dealer, and a pimp. He spent 2 years in federal prison on a narcotics conviction. When he got out in 1965, he joined his New Orleans compatriots who'd migrated to Los Angeles. There, in 1967, he created the stage persona of Dr. John the Night Tripper.
Put Gregory on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter. I can make you stutter. Think about a call. May kill it, call. Walk on, kill the splinter.
He walked on stage dressed like a swamp shaman, combining Mardi Gras Indian costumery with psychedelic rock, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1987.
The Dr. John thing was to take all of the technology that I knew of show business from over the years, like throwing glitter to make the effect of magic, snake dancers, and all the regular voodoo shows of New Orleans.
That word, tricknology, it belongs in Dr. John's extensive personal glossary. His eccentric speech was as original as his music. Rubinek never intended to be a singer or a piano player. He started out as a guitarist until he took a bullet in the ring finger of his left hand when he tried to break up a fight. But he went on to embody the rhythmic brilliance of the city's storied piano professors.
A lot of the music, the bass line would be playing like halftime, like. And the right hand will double the time now.
Rubinek demonstrated the Latin, Caribbean, and boogie-woogie influences that converged in the city of New Orleans for NPR in 1988.
And the two time signatures makes it what we call funky or danceable music.
Throughout his long musical life, Dr. John remained a believer in the folk wisdom and healing powers of Gri-Gri, the New Orleans version of voodoo. He summed up his personal theology this way. There's the spirit world and the meat world, and you got to stay in constant understanding of the two. John Burnett, NPR News.
Such a night. It's such a night.